All right, welcome to episode 2 of our podcast about self-driving cars and whether they are safer than regular cars. We have several pros and cons about the safety issues, and then at the end, you all can decide for yourself what you think is safest. So we'll start with some pros for the safety of self-driving cars.
Okay, so in emergencies or drunk driving, or even if you're ill, this sounds like a really great idea since you don't have to depend on your own skills, which are probably not the best at that certain time. And the car can take you wherever you want with GPS, and because of the detection of surroundings, it can get you there safely.
Yes, so in 2013, there were 543 fatal crashes in the US, and these were all due to the driver being ill or incapacitated in some way, such as having a seizure, stroke, heart attack, or just falling asleep at the wheel. So taking the human out of this equation and just having a self-driving car would eliminate all of these accidents. And like we said before, it would completely eliminate issues like drunk driving or just bad driving, which create a lot of accidents and a lot of fatalities. And there are also safety features in these self-driving cars, like emergency braking and lane departure alerts, which I'm sure most drivers these days could use.
Definitely, and also the opportunity given to the elderly people and disabled people. It really is a benefit for them, so they can get around like they always used to, and it just makes life so much more easier for them than to depend on someone else to pick them up or even depend on their own resources.
Yeah, so now we have a few cons on the issue of self-driving cars. So one is that this technology has been rapidly evolving, and so like regulations and policies haven't been able to keep up with the technology, so we don't have time to put laws in place to regulate self-driving cars when they're actually integrated on the road and in the market. So this could present a danger to society.
Another very scary idea is the idea of hackers, since everything is so automated and everything's driven by computers. Like everything, it must be able to be hacked. And some people with non-good intentions are out there. Probably they'll use this to their advantage. If everyone is driving cars that are driven by computers, they can hack into it and do what they want with it. I can conclude it by saying... by saying if really everyone is dependent on automated vehicles, that would probably be the only way that will work properly, because of all the human error and all the variables that go into driving. Having one human driver and another car which is totally automated, that is probably a dangerous situation, since the computer doesn't know every move that the human can do.
Right, so our opinion is mainly that self-driving cars would only be safer than regular cars if everyone had an autonomous car, so we got rid of human drivers altogether and just had all autonomous vehicles on the road. Then it would be safer, but only in that situation, which seems sort of improbable.
Although I'd probably still like to drive my own car.
Yeah, so that's why it's probably improbable. All right, so
thanks for listening.